Chapter 14. Sister Wilma Dolores inspected the boy that the rectory had called about. She had been directed to accept him into the school, but she insisted that she wanted to meet him first. The idea of a non-Catholic boy in her school angered her and made her queasy at the same time. This one would be going into 7th grade, an age when things could get out of hand if the school wasn't careful. Ron sat in the hard wooden chair with his hands folded. He was nervous. He had never spoken with a nun before, and their costumes made them look otherworldly. "What brings you to us, Ronald?"
"I'm not sure, sister," said Ron. He'd been told that he should call them that. It was respectful, and it saved having to remember their names.
"Why aren't you sure, Ronald? This is no place for the undecided."
"To be honest, sister, it was decided for me," said Ron quite honestly. Then he hurried to add, "But I like to read, and I think I can be a good student."
"You know that you'll be expected to study religion, just as all of the other students here do, and you'll be expected to take part in daily prayers and to attend Mass."
"I know, sister."
"Of course, you won't be allowed communion, and you'll be expected to recite the necessary prayers, which you will learn as soon as possible."
"I think that I already know most of them," said Ron.
"Oh." Wilma Dolores raised an eyebrow. She was wearing summer whites, but the tightly fitting starched habit gave her face a puffiness in the heat. It fitted across her forehead and over her ears and under her chin. A round, white, heavily starched bib projected from under her neck, and the black nylon strings that held her crucifix lay across it.
"I remember things easily," said Ron.
"They aren't just words to us, Ronald. They have a sacred meaning."
"I can recite scripture too," said Ron, trying hard to be cooperative.
The last piece of information was troubling to the school principal. She doubted if any of the students in the school had read the Bible. They read their catechism, Lives of the Saints, and the children's book of the New Testament Bible stories. "That might be something that you should keep to yourself, Ronald. No one likes a show-off."
"Yes, sister."
"Now, I know that you've been in trouble, and that kind of behavior will not be tolerated here. You will be on a short leash, Mr. Tuck, and any whiff of incorrigibility, and you will find yourself on the outside looking in."
Ron thought that there wouldn't be anything new about that,
but it was the first time he remembered that anyone had ever called him Mr. Tuck. He kind of liked it.